Hello and welcome to another episode of Izzy's Backyard. I'm going to start the episode off by giving a little quick round off of all the important dates for Summer 1 classes at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. So this is the academic calendar, and it was just recently updated. So here's all the important dates. Of course, June 3rd is when classes begin for Summer 1. June 4th is the last day to register or add a class. The last day to drop a class is June 21st. July 3rd is the last day to withdraw from the university. July 4th is Independence Day, so it was a holiday. Don't worry about that. July 5th is the last day of classes for summer session 1. The final examinations will be taking place between that and the 9th. And also, July 5th is the last day to apply for summer graduation. So all my summer graduates, make sure you apply for that. I believe the price has gone up from the original $40, so be sure to make sure you apply for summer graduation if it is your time and you are ready and you have everything done. July 9th is also summer first. The summer one session grades will be due, so that will be July 9th. Just be aware, some summer courses will follow a different schedule. Just make sure you're keeping up with the class schedule on Blackboard. For instance, I have a couple of online classes. A lot of the online classes are 10 weeks, fully online, no class meetings. So be sure you're aware of when you're meeting, how long your classes go for, and the timetable from which you'll be starting your class and when they finish. So those are just a few important dates. But let's get right into it. So like I said, summer one has started, and it's pretty hot down here in Corpus. It's getting real humid. It is hurricane season, so be ready for the rain. Be aware that hurricanes will happen, and they could happen. That happened to us, you know, with Harvey, so just be careful out there when you're driving and on the roads. And also be aware that all the rain's going to just tear up the roads and there's going to be more potholes forming as we get into the summer. Some big stories on campus and around Corpus. It's going to be Pride Week coming up. I believe we have a Pride Festival June 8th. That's Saturday 3 to 6. Downtown at downtown Corpus, so that would be Shoreline at Water Edges Park, and I believe they'll be doing a parade and such down there. So if you're in support of that and you want to go out there for some fun, I suggest you go out there. It's a good time. I actually went to a Pride Week celebration in Germany last summer in Munich for a bachelor party, so that was a pretty good time, and it was fun to see that. You got to see a lot of wild stuff. So if you're looking to have fun and kind of enjoy, you know, just a good time with people who care about each other and just want to have fun, and you want to celebrate something like same-sex marriage and you have friends that are gay or lesbian or part of the LGBTQ plus community, then I recommend going out there. It's a good time, and it's a fun experience to go out there and support that. So that is June 8th, Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m., downtown Corpus Christi. That would be Shoreline at Water Edges Park, Water Edge Park. So be sure to go out there and have fun. They'll have floats, and there'll be a parade, and I guess it'll be a good time. So if you're into that, just go out there and have a good time. There's not much else going on campus right now. It gets a little slower during the summer months, but if you're looking for things to do, of course, the gym is still open. The Dugan Health and Wellness Center is still open. So I suggest getting in there, staying out the heat, getting some exercise. A lot of our buildings will be open. There's several classes in every department, you know, still going on. So I just suggest just staying inside, being active, enjoying it. If you're here getting classes done, enjoying the summer, getting work done and being able to get ahead in class is a good thing. So if you're out here, good job for you, and keep it up. We have a few movie reviews online. If you go to islandwaves.com and check out our entertainment section, our most recent stories will be in the entertainment section. They come from May and the later part of May, but we have a few reviews on Aladdin and the Pikachu movie, Detective Pikachu. So if you were into those movies, haven't seen them yet, and you're kind of on the edge, I suggest you go take a look at those. That would be at the entertainment tab at islandwavesnews.com. So we'll be updating that, you know, our stories more to come. We're just a little bit slow right now as we get into the summer and we transition. But just be ready for those things. If you're looking for some reviews, some previews before the big summer hits like Dark Phoenix, just be on the lookout for those. Be on the lookout for those reviews. They will be coming up soon. If you're on the edge of on those movies, I suggest you read those reviews. They're gonna be good, and if you're a fan of Marvel, I think Dark Phoenix is gonna do well at the box office, and you'll enjoy it. If you were looking at John Wick 3 and you haven't decided to go watch it, I suggest to go watch it. It's not gonna blow you away with plot lines and dialogue. It's just action for action's sake, and it's a great movie in that sense. They kept the formula simple. John Wick, you know, everyone knows what they're getting when they go into that movie. We've seen two before, and it's just a guy fighting for his life for 2 hours. So if you enjoy something like that, and you like the old gauntlet type Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Bruce Lee films where it's just him taking down guy after guy after guy and fighting and all of this action and choreography and just insane kind of like death and stuff, then I think you'll enjoy it. Sorry, that was my phone. But I suggest going out and watch John Wick 3. So, yeah, I watched it. It was really enjoyable. So I can't say I was disappointed. If you're looking for plot lines and like a heartthrob thriller or something like that, it's not that. It's just action for action's sake, and it's good in that sense. So I liked it, and I recommend going to watch it. But that's it for today's episode. It's going to be a short episode. I'll be cranking out a few of these the rest of the summer. For those that listen to the podcast, our podcast will be changing quite a bit because I graduate this summer, and I've been hosting the show for, you know, its entirety for the last 6 to 8 months or something like that, and I'll be looking for new hosts and people to take over the show as we move in from the summer and into the fall. And we do have a crew right now, but they'll be out of town, and then we'll still need to be finding other people to move into our podcast production team. So if that's something you're thinking about, just DM the podcast team at Izzy's Backyard Podcast. So that's on Instagram at Izzy's_backyard_podcast. And just DM your information, and we'll get something going from there. Or you can email, if you're an Islander and you have an Islander email, just email podcast at tamukcc.edu, and I'll get a direct email for that. So just shoot me an email through there or send me a DM through Instagram, and we'll see what we can work out. I'm going to go through those summer dates one more time, just so that can help anyone out. And then next few episodes, I'll be going through the summer 2 dates. But this is for summer 1. So June 3rd, the classes already began. That was this week. June 4th was the last day to register or add a class. I would still go try if you're trying to add a class. I would still go try to see if you can get in. Sometimes they'll let you with a late fee and stuff like that. June 21st is the last day to drop a class. I really suggest not dropping classes in the summer. They're a little bit easier. It's more constrained, but you get things done. It's a little bit less of a hassle, and you get it done faster. So anyways, July 3rd, that is the last day to withdraw from the university. July 4th is Independence Day holiday. And July 5th, of course, is the last day of classes for summer session one. So the final exams will be after that from the 5th to the 9th. And July 9th, summer one grades are due. So that's it for this episode. If you're looking to follow Izzy's Backyard, that's on IG. It's Izzy's Backyard. So podcast, Izzy's _ backyard _ podcast. And also download the Island Waves news app that would be found on the Android App Store and Apple App Store, sorry. So download those apps and just keep up with the news. We'll get news out more and more often, more frequent. Just enjoy your summer. We'll be right back.